Nothing burns down parishes. Boy, start your day at Highway Manchester.
Good morning, good Chodesh. I want to thank the organizers for inviting me. I've been zeichet to speak in the Torahway London, Golders Green, Torahway Stamford Hill, now Boruch Hashem in Torahway Manchester. Hachuta Meshulosh Lebemeiru Yenotik, Mirz Hashem. I wanted to share with you something which I, you know, had a difficulty for many years. We find in the Makis something interesting. You know, in all the Makis that the Rebbeinu Shem, when he brought them to on the Mitzrim, besides maybe Kinim, but L'chayra, all the Makis didn't affect Klal Yisrael. There's no repercussions, nothing to worry about. If you are anyone from Bnei Yisrael, you know, you could look from as a bystander and look. You know, when we play all the games with the dam and the mitzvim and we make a lot of sarcasm out of it. How the poor mitzvim had to drink dam and one straw, one cup, and yeah, the yidden were not affected. L'chol bnei Yisrael lo yimes hadechod b'fleisi b'yemu ben benami. But we find something interesting. By Makis Bechoyres, when it comes to Makis Bechoyres, for some reason, it looks like things have changed. By Makis Bechoyres, right, there was a sakona. Lo yitein ha-mashkis levoyel botechem lingoif. Ishal yeitzi mepesach beisoy ad boiker. Nusate mesadam ala mashkoif ashtey ha-mezuzois. So there was a danger. In Makis Bechoyres, there was a danger, a little danger for Klal Yisrael, that they might, Chas v'Shalom, be affected by the Mashkis, and they had to do certain, you know, actions, certain pu'ulas. Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, the Mesiras Nefesh. We know Shabbos HaGodol was the bigger miracle because they took the sheep, that was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzvim, and they were going to shecht it. It wasn't so simple. So without Mesiras Nefesh, and with that dam on the mezuzos and then the Mashkoif, they would be safe from the Mashkis. So why is it that all the Mashkis, there was no need, it was unnecessary to do anything whatsoever to be saved? And we, you know, it would make sense, because the Mitzvah are the bad guys, and the Eden are the good guys. Yeah. But on the other hand, by Makis Bechoyres, all of a sudden, there's something going on here, that even the Eden have to do something, and are in danger, Chas v'Shalom, that the Mashkis could touch them, could affect them. That's our issue today we want to try to understand. So, I'll give you like a bit of an introduction, which is a gedank, a thought I've heard many, many, many years ago. One of my shashivis, my rebbes, Reb Nosson Kamenetsky, Zichron Tzadik Vivocha, just not long ago passed away. B'no Yekira Yishel, Moreno Agurin Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichron Tzadik Vivocha. So I heard a beautiful word from him, maybe going back probably around 40 years ago, 39 years ago. So yeah, he had an interesting observation. By Ma'ariv, by day it's not so, you know, it doesn't stand out so much, but by Ma'ariv it mamash stands out. When we say, in V'emunah Kol Zois, we say as follows. Ki hu Hashem Elokeinu, ve'ein zu losoi, ve'anachnu Yisrael Amoy. We are the Am, we are the nation of Ribbono Shel Olam. And further on again, Niflon Mitzureinu, Mishon Gulon Chanam Sheinu, Hoysi Gidoi Zan HaKeker, Hasam Nashenu B'chaim, Hoysi Lonu Nisim, Nukoma B'Faroi, Hoysi Yisrael Mois Ma'am Zechom, Amak B'Rosko Mitzoyim, Vayoyte Yis Amoy Yisrael Mitoicho. Again, it's Amoy Yisrael. But the next line, two words later, Hamavir Bonov Ben Gizli Yamsuf. All of a sudden we come to Kiryas Yamsuf, we're talking about Kiryas Yamsuf, We're not Amoy anymore, we're Bonov. And this is consistent. Mavaboni is Yamsuf, Vrovonov Gurosoi, Umachusoi Gilem, Mosh Uvne Yisrael, Malchusro Vonecho. Some reason, after Kriya Yamsuf, we're no more Amoy Yisrael, we're not referred to as Am Yisrael, the nation Yisrael, but rather the Bonim of the Rabbani Yisrael. Bonov, Amav Bonov, Bnei Yisrael. That's interesting. That was his question. So he wanted to explain this with a very nice gedank. He brought another idea which was written by Chaim Shmulevitz, Mesichas Musa, in his Sefer. There's two types of relationships. There's many, but we're going to concentrate on two types of relationships. There's a relationship where it's a king and his people, king and a nation. And then there's a father and a son. And we always, you know, we relate to this in all our tefillahs and all our in Chazal many times. Chazal has a relationship of Melech Ve'am, or Odin Ve'eved, or a father and son. And to understand the difference with them, you would say it follows that the relationship of a Melech and Om, or Odin and Ve'eved, however you put it, it is a certain, like a contract. A certain agreement, right? The Odoin, or the Melech, has to provide safety, sustenance, make sure there's prosperity, make sure everyone has what to eat, everything's safe and sound. And the Om has their obligation to the king, to respect, to honor his, the laws. You know, Ilmol Merosh al Malchus, Ishchavecha and Beloy, keep law and order. And the citizens have to oblige to that, and you know, fulfill those rules, regulations, etc. There comes a time where there's some catastrophe, you know, some of these nature's earthquakes, who knows what, and there's a famine, for example, let's say, and there isn't food, like in Mitzrayim, was there of, and it, so then the Om comes to the Melech and says, King, Master, we don't have what to eat. So I'll say, of course, if there's no bread, go eat cake. Yeah, I think that's something like that. But that's even that. There's not nothing. So it comes to a certain extent with this relationship with the king, with his nation, where he can say, "I'm sorry, I don't have what to eat either. I don't have what to. I don't have these things for myself. How am I going to provide it for you?" And that's understood. That's what that's the extent of the contract, of the agreement between them is that there's a limit, there's limitations, there's restrictions. What the king can do, what he can't do. You know, I'm sorry, I never took this upon myself. So in a relationship of a king and his citizens, master and his servants, there is a certain written or unwritten agreement, but there is a limitation. There always is a limitation, something where that agreement doesn't cover everything, right? Not all liability. But on the other hand, when you have the relationship of a father and a son, is unlimited, no restrictions whatsoever. And Chaim Shlevitz brings a riot to that. It says in Parsha Va'loischo, when Am Yisrael asked, we were screaming, we want to eat, we're hungry, all we got is this man, and they came to the Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was, you know, was scared. He comes to Rabbeinu and says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Baal Shem. So Zogdav Chaim Shulevitz, listen to the words here, very interesting. Did I bear these? Did I give birth to these people? What is he saying here? What does that have to do with the issue here? He said, where do I get meat from? 600,000 Ragli Omazeh. What he's saying is, if I would be a father, I would be responsible. There's no terutzim, there's no answers, no excuses. A father never has an excuse. A father takes care under all circumstances. Even if it's impossible, he can do it impossible. And that's what a son expects from his father. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not a father. I'm not their parents. I'm the king, I'm the manig. My only boss, I'm sorry, it's way beyond my responsibility, way my capability. That's the Chaim Shulevitz. And he brings the Chaim, has his own, you say there, that's not the point. So Sefer Noz Kamenetsky, Zechon Ravach, he says beautifully, he says, if you look by Brish Ben Abasorim, Avraham Avinu was given a blueprint. What's going to happen? there'll be gerus, va'avodum, there'll be some slavery, there'll be shibud, v'inu oisom, abayas menshono, it's going to take 400 years, right? V'gam esa goya she'avodu dono noichi, they won't get away with it. I'm going to punish them, I'm going to take them to, you know, judge them, take them to task for what they're doing. And they're going to eventually go out of Mitzrayim, and not to the stam go out, they're going to have to Shgodu, to the extent where we know, Dabi Nobos Neom, Shloyoy Moise Tzadik, Ravod Vinu Bom Kiembem, Kushgodu Loi Kiembem. It was a contract, it was a promise to the Rebbe Shem Keter Ravod Vinu, and he took it very seriously, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, please, you know, help me fulfill my contract. But something interesting, is there any remez for Kriyas Yamsuf anywhere? Was Avraham Avinu given to know of about Kriyas Yam Suf? It's not clear or not. What? What? Gamma said, "Goyshe, but I said, 'Don't know it.' I will judge them. I will punish them." Okay. I don't know if he was told each one in separate one, but okay. But he was told something's gonna happen. So, Be'emes, if you look at the Arachaim Hakodesh in the beginning of Shmois, which is there, when he originally tells Paroi, go tell Paroi, we're going to go out for 3 days. Which is very strange. We're talking about way before anything even started. And Rabbi Shem is already worried about, make sure they'll, when they, you know, they'll borrow the Kleizol, Kechesev, what's that, Satondot? And so look at the Chaim HaKodesh there, and the Netziv also over there, and in many other places. They learn that the old Rechush Gadol was Be'etzim Kriyas Yam Suf. God will be Sayom Yosem Mitzrayim. And that 3 days and the Sha'alah was part of the master plan to already lay the foundations for that in future there will be a Kriyas Yam Suf, which is won't get into now. But anyways, leave that aside, there was no remez even. Now Avraham Avinu wasn't told about Kriyas Yam Suf. So imagine Avraham Avinu just heard from Daf Yomi, brothers, Choyde Maskonis, that Mesim Yoidim, what's going on in this world. So Avraham Avinu is up on top and he's looking down and he sees, wow, avodim kiyem bem inoisam. Whoa, it's getting even worse. There's a shibud, and then he sees already the don anoichi. Wow, it's gevaldik. It's right according to the script. He has the script in front of him. He has it. V'achakein yitzu b'chush gadol. He sees that again. He klizov v'zov gevaldik. Baruch Hashem. Thank God. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything is you've done exactly like you promised me to do. Wait, and a few days later, all of a sudden, something starts going different, and things start changing. And he's going back to Piachiros and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. He goes back to his script of Avraham Avinu and he says, well, what's going on here? He calls it out. This isn't according to plan. This isn't in the script. Avraham Avinu, wait a minute, you'll see. Why did the Rabbi Nishlam do this? Since he had promised Avraham Avinu all that went on till then, the relationship, the maximum relation was like a melech and a om. Was a certain with the contract. But the Rebbe Yerushalayim wanted to show that his love and his relationship to Klal Yisrael is not just because he had promised the Schus Ovois, not because of Schus Ovois, but because he loves every single Yid on his own right. Klal Yisrael have the Schus on themselves as well. We say in davening, if you look at the Mefarshim, that it is a Shaila, Thomas Chusovois, not Thomas Chusovois, but Lemaise, and even if not Chas Hashalom, there's no Chusovois, which, right? Who maybe gave them the man Shmoy Be'avo, because Rebbe Yisrael has his individual love for Klal Yisrael, even separate, not Shaykh, with the relationship he had with Ovos HaKadoshim. Right? So, what he's saying that through Kriyas Yam Suf, the Rebbe Yisrael was able to bring out and show and express his love for Klal Yisrael as bonim, right? With no limitation. I'm not limited. I'm not restricted to the contract or what I promised or I didn't promise, if I could or I can't. I want to show Klal Yisrael I love them like bonim. And therefore, Zokte, till Kriyas Yam Suf, v'nach Yisrael amoy, v'yoytis amoy Yisrael mitoicha, we were am. That's all we no, no more than that, because it was a contract. It was some written contract with the script with Avraham Avinu. But the moment we started with Kriyas Yam Suf, the whole process of Kriyas Yam Suf and the Hatzolah and the Gula that came through Kriyas Yam Suf, that's Hamavir Bonov Ben Kriyas Yam Suf. There, Rabbi Yisrael showed his love individually, independently of the contract of the agreement he had with Avraham Avinu, that he's Bonov. That was the vote I heard from Rabbi Nosson Kamenetsky. So with this, I think it's very. We can come back to our point. We find something by Kriyas Yamsuf also very similar to Makkos Bechoris, what we mentioned. When in the midst of Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a big tumult, a big rash going on. What was it? What's going on here? You're about to drown the Mitzrim? I don't understand. Halalo avoid zarav. Halalo avoid zarav. Klal Yisrael no better than the Mitzrim. Why the Mitzrim getting drowned and Klal Yisrael being saved? So again, this episode Kittug, there's something, you know, it's not so simple that it's not so obvious that the Mitzrim are the bad guys and Klal Yisrael are the good guys. I understand. Even Am Yisrael avoid zarav, but they were not the oppressors. The Mitzrim were oppressors. Guys were the nirdof. Elokim evakish is a nirdof. What's going on? Why? So what if the Avodah Zarah? But it's nothing to do with the issue. The Mitzvah are running after Klal Yisrael, want to kill Klal Yisrael, and so is running away. So, I mean, the Mitzvah deserve to be drowned, you know, dunk in the water, and Klal Yisrael out. What's this? Halola Avodah Zarah. And like you see, Amoydiki is saying that. I think this is the point, and this is what I want to bring out, is that whenever you bring out a quality or speciality or uniqueness in a person, that something he has, that privilege brings with it a certain liability. It brings with it a certain kitrug. There's something that, you know, you have to earn your title. We see by the Shunamis when Elisha says, "I yisrael dover el ha-melech, can I speak to you? Can I arrange something for you? I got a lot of protection. I arrange something. I can talk." No, it's okay. I'm comfortable where I am. Please don't start bringing my name up. Who knows? They'll start checking my tax returns and then who knows what. Please leave it. Let lying dogs let them lie. You know, don't do this to me. There's that pchina when a person's name is brought out and you start, you know, expressing in bold that he's special, there's a kitrug against him. Mecha teisa. If he's a regular, okay, but well, why is he special? When Klal Yisrael, the Rabbi Nishloyim, in his Hanoga, by Kriyas Yamsuf, what he did was, he said, "Klal, you're very special. You know, how do you know you're special? You're special because, look, you're Bonim. I'm doing something to you that I didn't even promise Avraham Avinu. It was never spoken about. It was never in the script. And I'm doing it for you. I'm showing you that you're Bonim." It makes a kitruk. It makes a kitruk. And Klal Yisrael, are they right to be Bonim? Well, one said, if you want to punish the Mitzvah, go ahead. By all means, they deserve it. But here you're not just punishing the Mitzvah. You're doing such a spectacular show. For what? To show that, wow, Klal Yisrael is Bonim, is my children. Be'ahavo. Or maybe, girl of name for name, Raman Shmoy Be'ahavo, with the love he has for Klal Yisrael. Oh, halola v'yidazor, halola v'yidazor. We don't see the aspect of Bonim. And Chazal answer, fill in, and this different schusim that were brought out. And we know the rest is history. This is the yesod, that every privilege brings with it liability. There's no privilege where that doesn't cost. We have to realize that. And I think the same thing here when we get back to our original question, we talk about Makkos Bechoris and all the other Makkos that we said. All the other Makkos, interesting that there was no danger, there was a promise given beforehand, Am Yisrael will not be affected, and it makes sense, Mechateise. And also in Makkos Bechoris we find there's a big danger, Damascus, what is the difference? So we all know that the Mforshim, the Malbim, the Ban, that the Makkos were given to teach Pari a lesson, Pari and Mitzvah a lesson. There were three main lessons, in the Tzach, Adash, Bachav, Yedata Ki Ani Hashem, first the Metzias Hashem, that is Rabbi Nishlein, that was number one. Number two is Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Oretz, which is Hashgacha Pratis. And then the third one, Kein Kamoini B'cholot Yichud Hashem, reminds me of the uniqueness and oneness of Hashem. And all these three, you say this, Pari in the Mitzvah had to learn it, and they say they had to learn it the hard way, because they didn't want to learn it the easy way, they had to learn it the hard way, and that's what it was for. For those things, Yisrael wasn't necessary, it was poshut, they had no connection to Yisrael, Yisrael had a Masoira, even if they were Avodah Zarah, but in essence they had that, they knew it was a Rabbi Nishloim, and they had a Masoira, and they knew that the Rabbi Nishloim was a Masoira. Hashgacha Pratis, and they knew that the Yichud Hashem, these Yisraelis, they had me over Saviseya. So this was something which related uniquely to the Mitzvah, had nothing with Klal Yisrael. But you're into Santa Pasuk in Shmois, Rashi says something here, but we can, you know, let's see the Pasuk inside. When Moshe finally conceded and was going to Mitzrayim, ויאמר השם למשה ברכתך לא של מצרים הרי אסכו למויס ואשר שמתי ביודך ועשיס ומפרי ואני חזק סליבוי ולא ישמע וישלח זום V'malto el paroi. Koyomar Hashem, b'ni b'choyri Yisro. V'oymar alecho, shalach esmi b'avdeini, v'atamoyin l'shalchoi, hinei onoiki hoireg es bincho b'chorecho. Okay, remember. Okay, you're b'chor. Marcus b'choriz. Zok Rashi. Himak achroina. He's coming, he didn't even start yet. He just, you know, it's the first conversation, the first interaction you're having with Pari, and what is he bringing up? Makar Choyna. Why? It's the hardest one. When it's a boss of Adam, a flesh and blood king, we see all the politics there in the world. Do they have a nuclear weapon? They don't have a nuclear weapon. Does he have the sleep bomber? They don't have the sleep bomber. It's top secret. It's top secret. Are they spies? Not spies. Everyone has to be one step ahead of the other one by you know, keeping it a secret what is the real power. He says, "How can power? You want to know? I'm not going to hide anything from you. You know what my atom bomb is? Marcus Bechoris. I got an atom bomb, a nuclear weapon. I'm telling you right now, you have 1 year to prepare yourself. Go ahead. This is a nuclear weapon I have, Marcus Bechoris. Let's see what you can do about it." Zoylent Rashi. Why did he go to Marcus Bechoris? Because Rabbi Shem showed him show his koyach. He's not afraid of anyone. Oh, when we read the pasuk, it's quite obvious. There's another message here. V'omad al pari, koyam Hashem b'ni b'choy Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is my ben b'chor. It's my, you know, my special child. Send my son out. Here it says B'ni. It doesn't say Amoy. Ami. But when Shalchoy? Okay, no problem. You are putting to slavery my son. You are causing problems to my son. I'm going to kill your son. No problem. You're going to take my Ben Bechor. I'll take your Ben Bechor. So it's quite obvious. The Chen Posik. You know, a bit like Rashi, but that the reason and the goal of Magas Bechoris was a direct punishment, not stam, for being mishabed, for taking a nation into harsh slavery, right, and abusing them and torturing them. No, that's a separate cheshbon. That's you have to know it's a Rabbeinu Shloim, and you have to listen to Rabbeinu Shloim, and I'll teach you that it's a Rabbeinu Shloim, I'll teach you that. There's the Yichud Hashem, and I'll teach Hashgacha Pratis. Yeah, that's a separate university. But there's another issue here. This is my kid, my son. You don't start up with me and say, with my son. And I'm going to take care of your son if you don't release my son. So Magas Bechoris was a different parasha completely. It was something that the Bernsham warned Pari he would do because he's Meshabed Bibni Bechoyri Yisrael. Like we said just before, when a mila, a special quality, a uniqueness of a person or a nation is brought out to the surface, is mentioned, is expressed, it automatically is a counter reaction where there's a kitruk. So by Magas Bechoris, there was a danger here. Because, you know, right before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ribbono Shel Olam brought Klal Yisrael to that stage where he was going to show everyone B'ni Bechoyri Yisrael, and he's going to do a spectacular Magas Bechoris, which is unbelievable. Why? Because you chaperoned with B'ni Bechoyri Yisrael. So then comes the kitrug, is B'ni Bechoyri Yisrael? Is this B'ni Bechoyri? Halol Achvay Yisrael, halol Achvay Yisrael. So, but, whoa, B'nai Yisrael, I need you to do something, to show how great you are, how special you are, how you're willing to jump into a Bebeishu B'mayim to do what the Rebbe Hashem says. Just like Avraham Avinu, just like Yitzchak, just like Yaakov Avinu, like the Ovetz HaKadoshim. Shirotz in the front of Kesusim B'bitzi HaMayim, Mashiach Stevesh. You're going to take the sheep of the Mitzvah and you're going to take it 4 days beforehand and the Mitzvah is going to go crazy, you know, wacko, and say, what's going on here? What are you doing? He said, we're going to eject it. No. That's it, Mashiach Stevesh. When you do that, then you will be worthy of the title of B'ni Bechor Yisrael, and I can do and continue what we want to do. That is, I think, the explanation why by Makas Bechoris there was such a danger, there was such a problem, and what was the solution. So the insight we learn from here is that every privilege, right, every honor a person gets, you have to know it comes with liability. It's not just, you just don't take it and people like to do that, you know, to take the honor and shun the responsibilities and liabilities. It was nishtasai. So make the Svasemis. Svasemis says, we know the Pasuk says, by Yisroi, the Boyish I'm speaking, Klal Yisroel, B'choydish Hazeh, Toymalen beloshen raka. Soft words. Patchy matchy. You know, not too tough. Take it easy. Vesagid of Israel. Oinoshim with the Gukayan. Pierce the schoim. Dorma koshim kegidim. The man, no rachmones. Go straight to the point. Tell him the way it is. Tough. But the noshim, loshen raka. But then it says after. Eile hadvorim, Dr. Rashi, loy pochois velo yoisa. I mean, this is the words I want you to say over. Don't add any interpretation, any explanation. Don't put in your own 2 cents, pence, whatever, wherever you are. But this is exactly the way I want it to be. So it poses a very big kasha. Mitzhanachad, you want to talk to the ladies, Rosh Raka. Oh, so patchy matchy, as I, Edel. And with a man, you're like a man to man. But Eladvom, you don't have much of a leeway here. You have to say these things and nothing more. So Chaim HaKodesh of Anot has a ganzam halach to explain, Bariches. So my thing is Fasemes. Fasemes is beautiful before it says, Dr. Azoy, find it quickly, Tofresh Nun, I think it is. Let's see if I find it inside. Dr. Fasemes, yeah, I think, yeah. Because the Russian echo nema, ki the Pirish Rashi, Russian zeh, but say that zeh. We talk in loyma. So as follows. Nothing more was said, exactly those words were said. But the Noshim, light and kalo, they take things light, easy. And when you start telling him, wow, Mamleches Koyanim, Goy Kodosh, you're going to be chosen nation, the chosen people, it's going to be great, as we know, Marcus Kamek, Kodosh, I'm Segula. Wow, it's so, heartwarming, it's gewaltig, it's great. That's what the woman heard. The man, I was there behind the mechitz, that's what they heard. But the man also, whoa, what's the catch? What's the catch? This is going to cost us something. There's no privilege. There's no, special things without costing something. What's the catch? Dvorim koshim kegidim. We're going to have to work very hard for this. Zokta Sasemes. Eila dvorim. So you get this. You can have one speech, one thing. Everyone will take it. The Noshim took it in one direction. Dvorim rakim. But that's the emes. The emes is that's the way you have to take it. Any privilege. We are segula. We are mamlechas kanim goy kodosh. We are very special. Baruch Hashem, Asher Bochar Boni Mikolam, Unosna Estarosa Givaldik. It's great, but we have to always remember this liability, this responsibility. It doesn't come easy, it doesn't come for free. We have an achrayas, we have a responsibility. I was reading, I saw, when I came from London, I was damnly odd, you say for the Zer Shimshon in English, and there he brought a story, very interesting. There was a Sayyid, I think he worked in diamonds probably, and so every year, there was conventions, there were exhibitions he had to go to. So he tried to make sure he never wanted to step into Las Vegas. So in America, Las Vegas says that's a tomina platz, it's Eptimia of Oilam Hazen, and Shtusim Vavolim, and Averus Chamures. Didn't want to walk in Las Vegas. But lie delighted, he couldn't stay away for long. It was 1 year, the convention, exhibition, they decided to do it in Las Vegas. It was in Las Vegas. They went there, it was hundreds of years, and there was thousands and thousands of people there, it was in one of these big complexes. But then it was a Kumin Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, it was in the hotel, the hall was set up, special place for the minion. And then you see all these Yidin, all there with somebody you don't even know if they're Yid, or suddenly they show up, with a Bekechim, with a Shtreimel, with a Gartel, with the, everyone was beautifully Shabbos dressed, hundreds of people, it was a beautiful minion, there was a beautiful Suda. So this guy was approached in the middle, says, Yankel, we would like you to speak. He said, no, I'm not going to speak. I'm not a speaker. I don't know. Yankel, Nishki lost. And he had to get up and speak. So what he said was the following. He says, you know, I really didn't prepare. But I want to tell you that I think it's a fascinating thing that we have for a few days in this convention. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and you couldn't tell who's from who. But look at the beauty of Shabbos, Sikum Techa Shabbos. And we get together, and right outside down the hall, there's this, right on the exhibition floor, there's still people striking deals and making relationships and the business things and going. And we are completely released on it. We are mamash, look at what's going on here. It's the beautiful, the table is set, the suda of the five-course meal. But there's, you know, the big de Shabbos, with the Zmir Shabbos, such a beautiful, beautiful thing. But you should know, this, we have a Moridika Achrayis. We have an Achrayis to all those people who are there on the exhibition hall who still don't know what Shabbos is about. We have to always remember, we have to try our best to make sure, and we have responsibility in Achrayis to make sure that we share with them what Shabbos is. That's what he said. That's what came to his head. That's what he said. Sure. Beautiful. It was very emotional. People were very nispol. Went home. So, next year, was in Las Vegas again. I mean, it wasn't Las Vegas, but somewhere else, I don't know. And again, someone comes after the meal, a different guy, looks very Nishmet Ashtayim, and with a jacket, maybe had a little yarmulke, I don't know what, he was new to Yiddishkeit Bechlal. He says, Yankel, we'd like you to speak this year again. He says, 1 year is enough. He says, and he didn't let him go. And he says, but who are you? I don't recognize you. And he says, I want to tell you something. I, until lately, was not from Bechlal. I was last year in Las Vegas at the exhibition, and I happened to stop by, and I peeked into the Suda Shabbos. I was there when you spoke, and what you said was so emotional, was so beautiful, was so special. It moved me so that today I am Mishayim Shabbos, and I'm here, and therefore I want you to speak again. It's unbelievable. We have so many opportunities to be Makar of people. We're not in Kiryu, when we walk on the street, we can be Makar of people. When we walk into a store, when we fly on a plane, when we're on a train, wherever we are, we have to know where Mamleches Koyanim Goy Kodosh, and there's a demand from us, there's a responsibility. In Zemir Shabbos, always Meshoich, we say Meshoich Chazdecho, if you say it, Meshoich Chazle Yedecho, Kelkane Benoikem. So if we're paying attention to what we're singing, you know, if we're in it, it's a bit strange. And if you look on the Mefarshim on Zmiris, I don't know how many are, but it's a Shaila. Meshoich Chazdecho Liyoidecho, which is Chesed, Kael Kanei V'Noikim. Kanei V'Noikim, we would say, is someone's taking revenge, is taking punishment. What's the connection? We're asking for Chesed from a Kael Kanei V'Noikim. We should say, Meshoich Chazdecho Liyoidecho, Kael Rachum Mechanu L'Choyer. Rebellion of Yana, I once saw something brought in his name. So many say it's the voters. Meshech Chaz the Chodecho, but Kel Kanevenoikim for the Goyim. Kanevenoikim for the Goyim, Meshech Chaz the Yodecho. I remember one Shabbos when I was singing it, and it hit me. I was thinking about, I had a revelation, I had a thought that came to my mind, which is so, I think it's what we're talking about here. You know, when Baruch Hashem, when you go in the world, or wherever you go, there's so many Shoyim Shabbos today. You know, it wasn't always like this. Today in London, in Manchester, in Muncie, in Brooklyn, of course, and in Eretz Yisrael, in Bnei Brak, wherever you go, when Shabbos, you go to Shul on Leo Shabbos, it's a different atmosphere. It's beautiful. So many people are Chayim Shabbos, and it's not so difficult like it used to be, right? And this is Ma'ir Psakitruk, Chas V'Sholem and Kal Yisrael, those who don't keep Shabbos. And Chas V'Sholem, you know, something can happen. It's interesting. I don't know if I was just brought to my thought that, you know, there was Baruch Hashem, we were in that show, we're blessed with so much rain lately, right? But the Lailenu, there were a few tragedies because of the rain. The tragedies were mainly in two cities. One is Tel Aviv and one is Nahariya, which both lately started public transportation on Shabbos. And not only that, the person that was killed in Nahariya, although he was a frum person, his name was Ben Shabbat. That was his name. Funny name. I don't know if I'm in Manchester, you know somebody named Ben Shabbat. I have never met someone. Ben Shabbat, that was the person who was killed. He was the korban for Shabbos. But Ben Shabbat is the son of Shabbos. So there is, Chas V'Sholem, a kitur, those who don't give Shabbos, what's the problem? So we asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kel Kanev Enoikem, that when we sit by the Shabbos table, and a beautiful Shabbos table, and we're singing Zmiris, Bonach Yishin Zeis, and Shabbos Shulchanecho, Muradik, Gewaldik, And we look outside and we say, Lo Aleinu, people just don't appreciate, don't understand what they're missing. So Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi Yisrael, you can't even know him. Chas V'Shalom, who knows what you will do because of that. So we beg. Mishoy Chas D'Chol Yodech. We have a different way. We have a better plan. Kav Yochel. And we say, Rabbi Yisrael, if you be Mishoy Chas D'Chol Yodech, we that do know your name, who do Mekayim Shabbos, who are the Am Segula, who are the Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodosh, Mishoy Chas D'Chol Yodech, give us the chesed that we need, and the chein v'chesed, that people should see the beauty of a Shabbos. So you won't need to be a Kilkar of a Noikim. You can come and I can to Mashiach Hazi Yedech and give us the chen v'chesed that we will shine outside and we will show people what the beauty of Yiddishkeit of Shabbos is. You will not necessarily to be a kilkar v'noikem. You'll get two birds in one shot. You'll give us chesed, parnosa bereivach, hatzlochem, brochem, gesund, and shefa, all the shashpoyes tovus that Shabbos can bring. And people will see that, how glicklich, how lucky, how happy, how serene everything we do is. Right? And then they will come to the close and be keeping Shabbos. You don't need to be Kalev and Oikem. The Rebbeinu should help us, Bemis, that we'll take our responsibilities seriously, we'll take our privileges very seriously, and every opportunity where we are, we will act and use our Am Segula, Am Nechzik and Chonesh to the best of our potential, bring out the best of potential, and people will see us and will, you know, be influenced, and they'll see the beauty of Mamleches Kiyarim Goy Kodosh, and Mir Tzashem, Heshele Ivonim, Alovis, Avos Halbonim, Kodosh will come back to Vim Shebashamayim, and be the Mamleches Kiyarim Goy Kodosh, what he really could be, Mir Tzashem, and we zeich to Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mheiru, B'meinu, Omen, Omen. Thank you very much.
Did you see the other hand coming from?